About 20% of public schools in North Carolina are considered low performing. Many of them have large numbers of low-income students and struggle holding on to teachers. WUNC's Rima Crace spent time at one low-performing school in Concord, North Carolina. She reports a lot of the school's problems stem from a lack of stability.
Over the last 5 years, four different principals have cycled through Concord Middle School. The latest principal to step into the role is Carrie Tolbert. The superintendent of Cabarrus Schools called her up one day last year and asked her if she could come.
The more he told me about Concord Middle School, the more he just kind of inadvertently pulled at my heartstrings.
Tolbert has a stellar track record. She's young, bright, eager, a former state principal of the year. Perfect for helping to turn around this high-poverty, low-performing middle school. On this day, she takes me to a math class.
Your goal is to make two equilateral triangles. What is an equilateral triangle?
Math scores here are especially low. Last year, only 20% of 8th graders passed the state exam. Principal Tolbert says students have gaps in their learning. For example, some kids are expected to multiply fractions.
They're still struggling with 12 times 12. You know, that's crazy.
I ask if high teacher turnover has anything to do with these gaps.
Yes, without a doubt.
She says already 11 out of 60 teachers have left mid-school year, an unusually high number in her experience. For students, that can mean non-certified substitute teachers for months.
My math teacher this year, she left after like Thanksgiving break. We didn't have a teacher for about 2.5 months.
That's 7th grader Mackenzie Fain. She says her sub wasn't the best, so she taught herself by watching YouTube videos during class.
It was just really hard taking tests without actually learning it, and I'd have to go to a tutor after school so I could learn what I should have learned in class.
Several kids, like Tajay Brown, say it can feel like chaos with substitutes.
We didn't learn anything. Like, she would try and talk, and then people would just run out the classroom, scream, yell. She would try to calm them down and, like, focus on them. And not focus on like trying to teach a lesson anymore.
But when I asked students what grade they'd give their school, many of them gave it a B. Tajay was surprised that the state actually gave it an F. She says the staff is loving and kind.
Until you can really come in here and see like what our school's about, you won't really like know. Just because we're an F doesn't mean we're an F.
The F grade is based on state test scores and the fact that students have not shown growth. Mackenzie remembers when she got her score back on last year's end-of-grade math test. She ran out of the classroom.
It was just really hard for me to understand that, like, I studied so hard for that. And so I just started crying in the restroom because of just how sad I was.
Lead teacher Amy Brewer says years ago, test scores were higher and teachers stuck around for longer. That's changed as the student population has become poorer. Plus, she says teachers have fewer resources these days, larger class sizes, fewer textbooks. Last year, after five teachers left, Brewer began applying to other jobs.
My husband, he's like, how do you keep going to work every day? Why don't you find a new job? Why don't you put your name on the transfer list? Why don't you leave? You know, there were times that I wanted to, but at the same time, like, I love Concord Middle School. I love these kids, and I can't think of teaching or working anywhere else.
So she decided to stay. When I walk into the principal's office, I notice a cover letter for a course teacher position. Tolbert says she's been hiring all year as teachers have been leaving.
It was around that fourth or fifth resignation that I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, how can I get good teachers in these classrooms? And so I just had a breakdown.
She closed the blinds and cried in the corner of her office. Low-performing schools are required to come up with improvement plans. If they don't make progress, principals can be pushed out. Tolbert says she's not scared for herself, but for her kids.
I'm scared that we're not working hard enough. I'm scared we're not working on the right things. I'm scared that our kids won't perform.
But she also had those same fears at her former school. For now, she knows the best thing she can do is just to stay put, to give her kids a little more stability. Rima Crace, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.